Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police have arrested a man for his involvement in a triple shooting that left a toddler dead earlier this week. The city's top cop, Christine Coulter, says they were able to arrest Freddie Perez at his home in Chester and connect him to the shooting thanks to surveillance video of a car and the public giving police critical information.
You know, it restores my faith in saying that, you know, everybody is outraged when a child's murdered. It's not, you know, just the family or the police. It was people who didn't know the little girl.
2-year-old Nicolette Rivera was shot and killed in a Kensington home while in her mother's arms over the weekend. The mother and a man cleaning the carpets were also wounded. Perez is facing murder and attempted murder charges. Well, the family of a 5-year-old Bridgeton girl missing for more than a month is not giving up hope of finding her. And KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports from the city park where she was last seen on September 16th.
I want her to come back.
Dulce Alves's 8-year-old aunt Camilla has held up a sign in Spanish, praying for her niece's safe return. Dulce's grandmother, Norma Perez, spoke through a translator and asked for the public's help for a third community search of the park this Sunday.
The family says they haven't heard much from police lately, but no law enforcement is doing everything they can to find Dulce. Residents from Delaware and Chester counties who are directly affected by the Mariner East pipeline are testifying in a 2-day hearing in Westchester. Chester County Commissioner Michelle Kickline says the hearing is before the administrative law judge.
She was going to render her decision to the PUC, and it has a binding effect on Sunoco. This is not residents complaining, you know, publicly to the press or to their elected officials. This is the actual judge that is going to be making a decision.
One witness all but called public safety packets provided by Sunoco useless. Expert testimony, including first responders and emergency services personnel, will testify at a hearing in Harrisburg in July. And you'll only hear this story on KYW News Radio. Some Vanguard customers caught off guard when money was taken from their bank accounts without permission. When Joseph Mercedes took a look at his checking account, he noticed Vanguard initiated a withdrawal, which is usually not out of the ordinary.
The problem is I didn't authorize this transaction. And no one knows where the money has gone.
He says a Vanguard rep confirmed the problem when he called, but provided no answers. And when it wasn't clear at first where the money went, Joseph called us for help. We called Vanguard, and they told us this was a problem affecting a small number of clients, didn't tell us how many, and that everyone would be reimbursed shortly. Joseph says he already has his money back. A second-year Philadelphia firefighter being honored for a heroic act. Here's KYW's Justin Udo.
Joseph Rippert was off duty earlier this year when he rescued a man from a burning house in Roxborough.
If it wasn't for all the training that they put us through and the firefighters that have come before me and learned the different things, that night could have turned out differently.
Rippert was recognized for his life-saving efforts by being named the Philadelphia Firefighter of the Year.
Rippert says he treated that night like he would have if the fire were at his house. And the Philadelphia Fire Department is looking for block captains to help keep a strong relationship between the department and the community. Officials say captains can help teach people about fire safety, like not plugging space heaters into extension cords or leaving space between those heaters and other items that can catch on fire. Captains will also make sure residents who don't have smoke detectors get them installed. If you're interested in becoming a block captain, you can learn how right on KYWNewsRadio.com. That is the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.